All right, B-Town. This is 95.3 FM, Greenlight Radio. I'm the Helix, your host tonight, for this fabulous interview that we got going on with Miss Jess. So, let's get back to some more questions. Are you on here? Okay, now you are. There she is.
Hello, Boulder.
Hello, Boulder. All right, so are you gonna spit something for us here?
Yeah, I'm gonna do a little something something just to get you guys started here.
Super. Okay, here we go.
Okay, it goes. I'm calling, but the phone rings and rings until the busy signal snaps me out of trance. I'm peeling labels off letters until my social evolution halts. I'm covering my body with every piece of Advocate's worn-off wife beaters. You won't find me. They won't find me. This won't define me. I'm daydreaming of my fingers touching lips. I'm embers, fire to burn hearts. I'm spilling my glass of moments to water new ways. I'm the sharing poet, enhancing the children's circle. I'm no machine, I feel euphoria only when your hands trace my skin, only your hands trace my skin covered in sin. And I'm building a red brick home with nobody to accompany me inside. And if I'm real and you're real, why are we wearing a disguise?
That's me snapping. Yes.
that's gonna be on a song with the Night Kitchen, but I'll probably end up putting it a little bit of pieces of that. See, everything's pieces. My life is all pieces of paper and, you know, pieces of poems, and for some reason it all just comes together into something, and I don't really know how. And then once I memorize it, it changes. So, you know.
Perfect.
The one that I'm gonna do, the acoustic song that I'm gonna do for you guys, which is gonna be mostly a cappella, but I will play a little bit of piano, is memorized and done. So I promise it won't change.
That's great. Yeah, because I noticed that you seem to do this like blending and mixing of so many different genres that I can't even like put my finger on like how to classify your music, you know, which is great. I think that's super, like, that's what music should be about, you know. It shouldn't be able to be like classified into different genres. It should be what it is, you know.
Yeah.
And so I think that definitely has a lot to do with, I mean, after what all of those different artists that you just named off.
Yeah.
I mean, that's crazy. It's just like great, great diversity.
Well, I think that's one of the best things about music is that it doesn't matter if you don't know how to play music. It doesn't matter, you know, if you're an amazing musician. It's universal and it touches all of us, and we share it all. There is no better or worse in music.
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, POS says it the best, you know, he goes home and just listens to his records and that's all he's got, and that's okay. But for me, I think that hip-hop, the reason that I was so influenced by hip-hop and why I've been involved in hip-hop bands and been singing with hip-hop bands for about the last 5-6 years now, is because they really do, the genre is so open to every kind of music.
Right.
You know, you can bring folk in, you can bring in Asian music, you can bring in any, you know, any kind of feel into hip hop and drop a beat, and, you know, as soon as that beat drops, you got everybody in the audience with their hands up. And I think that's what stole it from me, is that, you know, I listen to all different kinds of music, and with hip hop, I have the opportunity to be able to mix every kind.
Right.
Yeah, so I definitely would classify myself as, you know, I like jazz, I sing blues, I sing, you know, folk music, a little bit of pop. I put it all together, but the thing that I feel so free with is hip hop, because I'm able to mix that all into one thing. So
right.
This solo album that, you know, will be coming out, it's going to be about a year before it comes out, but this radio station will be the first to have the demo.
That's
and
right.
We have one of the songs from it that we'll be playing tonight, and I'm going to do a little bit of live stuff. But you'll be able to tell. I'm really trying to, you know, fix every single genre and hit every single ear and connect to every single kind of person, no matter what kind of music you like, whether it's country, whether it's hip hop, whether it's, you know, anything. And,
right.
And, you know, just be able to give that to every single kind of person, and mix it in a way that makes people want to listen to it.
Right, yeah. I mean, that's so perfect in a way to, it's a great way to affect so many different kinds of people, you know, by bringing all of these different sounds together, you know. There's something there for everyone, you know.
And that's what I like. I think that's the best thing about music.
Yeah, that's
mm-hmm.
great.
Uh-huh.
So let's get into, like, your actual, you know, what you could call it, career almost of who you've
where
been
I'm going.
With, you know,
yeah.
Or like, yeah, let's start out from the beginning though, like, and how your you know, whole mission has evolved.
Well, after high school, I was really into the hip-hop scene, and I wasn't really making too much music, but I started recording with Whiskey Blanket, which will be playing at the Fox Theater tomorrow night. I'm going to be performing with them with the new band that I'm in now currently. But I started recording with them and doing backup vocals, just vocal jazz and stuff like that, and then I got involved in Heirs of Inca and did a little bit with them and not too much. It was kind of a big group. There was too many people, and I, you know, it's hard when there's lots of people and it's a big band. I mean, it really depends. You work your way through it, and you don't really work your way up. I don't think I'll ever be able to say that you work your way up. I think it's more that you learn, you know, where you stand, and you learn music, and you learn, you know, what it's like to be with good musicians. So I did that, and then currently I'm in a band called The Night Kitchen. We'll be playing at the Fox Theater tomorrow night with Whiskey Blanket and Macklemore. And we are a local hip-hop group. We have a live band, two MCs, and I'm an MC as well. I've been rapping for about 2 years now and singing with the band. And then I also do a little bit more local involvement. I sing with a man named Harrison Varnes, and he lives in Durango, Colorado. We got a lot of Durango people here tonight.
We do.
There's a lot. So I gotta represent the Durango, because I'm real proud of Harrison. He's a very talented man, and he's taught me a lot and really inspired me to be in the place that I'm at. And you can check out his music on MySpace. He's actually recording with Mac Lethal right now and Sapien from Sand People, and it's called A Dorm Room Production. And so I recorded with him all summer, and I'll be down there, you know, next month and recording with him still. He's got some beats from Mac Lethal that I'm going to be able to sing on. I'm fortunate enough to do that. But most importantly, I'm working with Shane from Proximity Minds, another local hip hop group, and some other local involvement, Derek Wyman. He plays the guitar, and then a bass player, some other DJs from 1190, where I have been interning, that are just helping me make my solo album, which is really where I'm headed with all this. It's where all my energy's going.
The solo album is coming out in like a year or so.
In a year. I mean, give or take. I think within the next 5 or 6 months, we'll have, you know, 4 or 5 tracks for you all to listen to. So hopefully it'll be something that you can enjoy. I'm going to try to, you know, mix it up and give everybody a little bit of something. I'm going to wait it out. And once the album's done, you'll have it all. But, you know, I'm going to wait for a bit and just make sure that I have it exactly how I want it.
Yeah.
So you guys can fully enjoy it.
Perfect. Seems like you're really have a lot on your plate going on right now.
I do. I do. Music is... it is not on my plate, though. It is who I am. I can't I can't change it. I've tried to get away from it, you know, because it's the lifestyle is intense. If there are any musicians listening right now, I'm sure you feel me. Late nights and lots of drinking, and that's not really my lifestyle. It's not my favorite lifestyle, that is. But it definitely, I didn't choose it. It's just who I am, and I'm really trying to play the piano and, you know, really bring up my par on every kind of musical standpoint, and just delve into myself and make sure that everybody knows that what I'm doing is just really coming from my heart, and it's for every single person, you know, and hopefully people will feel that and want more of it.
Yeah, I think that is like the key to music, you know, putting yourself into it, and people respond to that.
Yeah.
You know, they can see it and they can feel it, and I totally agree. So that brings me to my next question about whether, you know, you prefer more of like the studio setting where you can, you know, perfect things to the core, or whether, you know, you prefer more of just like a live show, you know, being with a crowd. Like what are the differences to you, and how do you, you know, put yourself out there differently in each one?
Well, as I've gotten better at recording, it's gotten more fun. Recording is definitely very different than performing. And performing is my forte. And not to say that it's my chosen forte, because I love the people. I love being able to connect with people. But recording is really interesting, because if you know how to harmonize, and if you know how to use a microphone, different kinds of microphones, if you know anything about vocal production, any of that stuff, it really changes the way that it ends up sounding. You know, I've just, over the last 3 or 4 years since I've started recording, my vocal techniques have gotten quite a bit better. Mm-hmm. So as far as the aspect of recording, I think it's really important, mm-hmm. because, you know, people can't always hear your words and what exactly you're saying. Right. And one of the best feelings is to be performing and have people know your words and know what you're saying and be able to connect with you on that level, that they, you know, went home after a long day of work or a long day of school or whatever your life brings you to, and got to listen to that and listen to you and relate to it and, you know, feel good about it, because that's what music does for me. And, but I have to say that definitely performing is my favorite thing, just because I think it's one of the reasons that I couldn't stop. I couldn't stop. I don't know how, because of the feeling that music does to me, and the feeling of seeing somebody perform, and the feeling of having people look at you and you know, feel what you're saying. It's like, I guess the best way to explain it is this way, is that when I'll write an entire song or a poem, and I'll record it in front of people or perform it in front of people, and I have this feeling that all of my words drop to the floor. They just drop to the floor, and I become nothing, so people can see themselves in me. And that's the only way I can explain it.
Wow. That's really great. We've got a poet for sure in the house here. Live in the Greenlight Studio. You guys are just tuning in. This is 95.3 FM. I'm the Helix, and we're live here in the studio tonight with Miss Jessie Thayer.
Hello, Boulder.
Yes, and she's been...
And Helix. Yes. Hello, Helix. Thank you for having me.
Hello.
Hello.
Yeah, so let's see here. What else can we talk about here? What are you going for in your trying to put into your new album, more of like different styles, messages, you know, like what do you want the crowd or the people that are going to be listening to your album to feel, or, you know, do you have a certain message that you want to like get across?
I think each person is going to be able to find their own message from the album. Mm-hmm. But for me, I just have to say, like, if all you have is snowboarding, if all you have is, you know, a teddy bear, I mean, simple things. Mm-hmm. If all you have is one simple thing, don't ever let anybody tell you that that's not enough. Because for a long time, I felt like music wasn't enough. You know, if all I had was going home and listening to Sarah McLachlan over and over and over and crying in my room about it, I felt like that wasn't enough. Mm-hmm. And I just want to put the message out there to every single individual and every single person on this earth that, you know, if all you have is one thing, then that's great. You have something, and that's enough. And I think that our society kind of takes you away from that. There's so much in the media and you know, so many things that you're supposed to be, especially for women. Right. So I think that the message in what I'm doing and recording and what I'm trying to put in this album is kind of like, you know, empowering fight music for women and for every person to just do what you can and be who you are and fight for what you know is right, and don't forget who you are. I mean, that's one of the biggest things I've struggled with, is, you know, it's, it takes a second to get lost, and it will take you so long to find your way back. And I think that, you know, you just can't lose who you are. Remember who you are, and, you know that that's enough.
Mm-hmm. That's perfect. That's definitely hit the spot right there.
I don't know. I'm playing with a whole bunch of different ideas for stuff for the album, but it's also simple. I really appreciate simple things, so there'll be a lot of that in it. And I'm even going to slow it down and do some songs that are, you know, have lots of space. I'm really interested in space. Mm-hmm. So a lot of the songs are going to be, you know, have some space in them, and, you know, a little bit more instrumental with some like piano and guitar. And I'm going to have some male vocals on there, and, you know, maybe some other women singing. And then, you know, then like the real hardcore, like bring it hard, drop it hard, hip hop beats with some rapping and some singing as well. That'll be a little bit, you know, mm-hmm. a different feel. So I think it's all about feeling. I really think that's the message of everything that I'm doing. It's all about feeling. Mm-hmm. And it's, you know, just to be who you are.
Oh, that's good. So are you dating somebody? You want to date me? Like, pretty much, like, I mean, come on, Boulder. This girl's hot, and she's upcoming. She's going places, and she...
No. I'm not available. I'm married to music, y'all.
That
sounds
like
about it. I'm married to music.
Yeah, that's a good relationship to be in, right?
I really feel like... I've been through quite a bit, and it took me a long place to get where I am now, especially in my music career. And I just really feel like the path to my redemption and my freedom is alone right now. Mm-hmm. But, you know, you never know. I believe in love, and more than anything, I believe in loving somebody well. I think that's a really tough thing to do. So I haven't seen it yet. I haven't really experienced it, so it's hard to believe. But
I'm right there with you.
But I'm really hoping that I believe in it, you know, regardless, even if I never see it, if I, you know, die and I've never seen it, I'm still going to believe in it. So, but still, I mean, I don't know, married to music. All in all.
All in all.
In conclusion.
So you're playing a show tomorrow night.
That's right.
Yes.
Yes.
With the Night Kitchen.
Mm-hmm, that's
correct. That is correct. And that the Night Kitchen, that's a bigger band too, right?
Yes, it's a huge band. We've got, I'll just go ahead and shout out some names to everybody who's listening. We've got two MCs. One is James Collector. He goes by Swoop. And he is a phenomenal MC, and he makes beautiful, beautiful beats. And then we have got another MC named Ben Kaufman, and he exceptional as well. I mean, just really bringing it with a completely different feel and a completely different rhyme scheme I've never heard before. Very inspirational. And he also does some acoustic. He's going to be on my solo album with me, and he's working on beats now too. And then we've got a drummer, Mike Ely, bass player, Pat. Coleman, and then me. I just shoot that one
truly.
In there. Jess. And then we've got a wonderful trumpet player, Seth, and Karen is bringing it so hard with the violin. I mean, it is just an exceptional band and so worth it to hear. You can check us out on MySpace, Night Kitchen, and we've got some songs up there and some new songs that are going to be mastered, that are being mastered, actually, by Dan Mills, and he goes by Chef D. That's what we all call him. And I call him Wiki. We've got some people in here right now yelling Wiki because we all know Wiki. And he's, you know, Goober. He's really... Goob. That's right. Goob. Goob. We've got a lot of names for this producer. And he's really bringing up his game in a lot of different ways. And I'm really proud of him. I've known him for a long time. And he's, you know, he goes in different directions, but he is just on point and bringing some really beautiful mixes to our beats and really making the band, you know, sound great together, you know, which they do anyways. I don't know how they do it instrumentally, but they do. We write the lyrics and my band is great. So
great.
Come check it out. We'll be at the Fox tomorrow night. We're playing with Macklemore and Whiskey Blanket. I actually have also the new Whiskey Blanket album. I did some backup singing on that album as well, and they'll be performing tomorrow night. They are headline at the Fox Theater, which is on the hill, so come check it out.
Nice. So I'm looking on MySpace right now to the Night Kitchen.
Great.
Maybe
great.
We should play one of those songs.
Yeah, that'd be great.
One song?
I don't think one is on there.
Oh.
Dan Mills is actually remastering some of the songs, but you can play These Words. It's a song that I wrote.
Here we go. Is it playing? Can you hear it?
You can hear it in the background.
Okay, here we go. Let's listen to this song, Boulder, 95.3 FM. This is The Night Kitchen.
Before I reach the keystone, it's cracking my own code. The matter that matters most is an answer I have to know. So I keep going, read omens and breathe slow. I scan the surface for the meaning below. I play the role of minesweeper for a reason unknown. So leave me alone to soak in my own sepia tone. The fleeting moments of madness that I weave into poems. Secrets exposed, I feel my ego implode into a seed of hope, planted where a piece of me grows into a deeper human being with the freedom to roam from Polynesia to Sweden and back to Egypt and home.
Okay, Boulder, so I've just got word that you guys couldn't hear that at all, so we're going to try that again. This is called These Words by The Night Kitchen. Check them out tomorrow night at the Fox. Yeah, here we go. Night Kitchen, These Words. Wait a minute. Okay, there we go. Keep it locked.
I reach the keystone, it's cracking my own code. The matter that matters most is an answer I have to know. So I keep going, read omens and breathe slow. I scan the surface for the meaning below. I play the role of minesweeper for a reason unknown. So leave me alone to soak in my own sepia tone. Fleeting moments of madness that I weave into poems. Secrets exposed, I feel my ego implode into a seed of hope, planted where a piece of me grows into a deeper human being with the freedom to roam from Polynesia to Sweden and back to Egypt and home.
How much harder. Must I try before the height of the skies is buried beneath my rise? I work to be wise. Life is a gift, cause we die. The night kitchen spitting love and life battle cry. Ember experience a nervous breakdown. Overwhelmed by the pound of your heart, so you fall when you drown. Peace of mind will never be found, and you wonder if life is truly so profound. I have struggled in the depth of my soul. On the surface, human purpose, it is hollow like a hole, filled with black coal. But I am grateful for the existential pain that's made me thoughtful. Yo, I realize when I open my eyes that my life prize lay not hidden in the sky. No, lay not in a materialistic enterprise. Lay not in the rise of my backside. I wanna be wise, I wanna seek truth, I wanna touch life and understand youth is a privilege, so I seize the day, chase my dreams and refuse to fade away. The moon gets moody, my hemoglobin seeds. I hone in on the erosion and seize the ebb and flow of poetry over bare bone beats. It's like molten lava creeping down a cobblestone street. The sill thickens, but is the river guilt stricken by force and innocence? Civilians to rebuild their slim beacons, a pulse quickens somewhere, unaware of its bearings. In the depths of despair, angst ensnared in its larynx. Is God clearing? No, he's just lost in the thought that goes on and on and on until time stops, and that's tragic. So put up a prayer, Apollo Ponzi like. Forget it, I just don't care.
So do you want to do that now? Or?
Yeah, let's go ahead and do it. And, you know, there's not a name for this song. But I've written it, you know, and it means a lot to me. And it's actually about somebody. Mm-hmm. And it was influenced by somebody who, you know, you get lost. You know, I was talking about that previously. And this person really pushed me and showed me my true potential. And so this was one of the first, you know, I'm really proud of this song. And I think it's, you know, the reason, a big reason why I'm pushing towards this album and really going in this direction. But I hope you guys enjoy it. And we're going to do it now.
Great.
Your strength, your burning, your face set me free from my mistakes. And your strength, your burning, your face set me free from my mistakes. And the reasons don't even matter. No, the reasons don't even matter to me. I can never forget the faces and the most specific situations of my time. I believe we should do things as we feel them with you. I wait that way we create. I found them head down in books, science fiction section. He painted my perception, let the pain in my thoughts flow through thumbs into hearts. Where do I even start? These dreams create scenes, saving me, it seems, with age. These feelings are writing themselves before the pen hits the page. So will the pieces fit together eventually? Eventually, under the wraps of where you've woven me, that's where I want to be. We'll be the smoke, the body, the strokes. Create the painting that inspired hope. Now feet endlessly rapping on floorboards, sleeping beauty, silhouette, hoods up, jokes over, settle the score. People inevitably will influence you, there's nothing you could do. The anger you see on the faces, you're not familiar with them, they're not familiar with you. See, the deal is you get to choose, and when you do, I hope you find what's true. See, what I've found is my relationship. relationship with sound. Your tongue and narrow eyebrows when you concentrate. Your hands riding, moving, swooping, swaying, slowly show me the correct path of our movement. The way you hold yourself, the more the music that you give to me, the crackle on the speaker, the bridge you made over the puddle before I splashed between the middle of your compromise inside those burning eyes. I said one more time, the red heels and the lipstick that you wipe away from me. I'm feeling so free, setting notes to tear you and break us both apart, holding my heart. The way you listen, really listen, the way you give me no reaction if it's not deserved. It was a lesson worth learned from the moment you opened the door. You stole the moment straight out of the moment's control. From the moment you opened the door, you stole the moment straight out of the moment's control. So tell me this isn't real. This is real. The pieces fit together eventually. Eventually, under the wraps of where you've woven me, that's where I wanna be. We'll be the smoke, the body, the strokes. Create the painting that inspired hope. Now feet endlessly wrapping on floorboards. Sleeping beauty silhouette. Hoods up, jokes over, settled score. People inevitably will influence you. There's nothing you could do. The anger you see on the faces, you're not familiar with them. They're not familiar with you. See, the deal is you get to choose. And when you do, I hope you find what's true. See, what I've found is my relationship with sound. My music.
Yeah. That was amazing, by the way.
You want me to say something about it?
Sure. Oh, you just turned it off, though. Okay, here we go. Now I can't hear anything, but we're changing that all right now. There. Yay.
So I just want to say a little something about that. Now that I'm done, but I want to say thank you to everybody who's influenced me, all my friends, you know, Ira, I've got, you know, close friends here, little Charlotte in the house. I got some people here who have supported me through all of this. Most importantly, I want to thank my family. My mother has really, you know, pushed me to do this, and being able to have her in my life has, you know, made it all that better. And she's very important to me, and I'm not going to stop, because I know that, you know, if not me, why not? If anyone else can do it, why not me?
Right.
But that song is, you know, even no matter how much people affect you positively, you know, no matter how much they affect you negatively or positively, it all comes back to yourself. So when I wrote that song, and you know, I'm working on it, recording it, and going through it, was really a revelation for me, because it made me realize that no matter how great someone can influence you, it always comes back to you. So I'm talking about a situation with somebody, but it really comes back to my sound and my reflection and who I am as a human being. And you know, that's the most important thing. You know, don't forget who you are. So
that is very important.
Yes. And I have to say that Helix has got some of the coolest kicks I've seen in a really long time here in the station here tonight. And
right?
I just had to make a comment about that.
They're like the tweed. That's what they are. Mm-hmm. The tweed. Mm-hmm. That's so great.
Well, thank you. Thank you.
Yeah.
So you have your little book there.
I do. I'm gonna, you know, say something. And do you have any other questions for me, Miss Helix?
No, I think that settles it all up pretty much.
Great.
To the score.
Great. Well, thank you for tuning in.
Yeah, thanks for coming in. That is so great.
Yes, thank you for having me. And watch out for the new album. My name is Jessie Thayer. Pretty much most people call me Jess, so it's pretty easy to find me. I should be in Boulder for a while finishing up the album, and it should be out soon. MySpace, you can check me out on MySpace, Storm Room Production again, The Night Kitchen. I'll be playing at the Fox Theater tomorrow night. And thank you for having me here.
Of course, anytime.
I absolutely really enjoyed myself, and it was a pleasure, and I hope to be here again.
Yay.
And then a couple things I just want to leave you guys with.
Some words of wisdom.
Some words of wisdom, something that that I came across in my studies, my education, that always comes back to me, that, you know, really touched me, and I think I'll be quoting for the rest of my life. When you feel in your gut what you are, and then you dynamically pursue it, don't back down and don't give up, then you're going to mystify a lot of folks. And Bob Dylan said that. It wasn't me.
More snaps for Bob Dylan. Read by Jess. Well, this has been a lot of fun. Thank you so much for coming in.
Thank you for having me.
And be sure to check out Miss Jess tomorrow night at the Fox Theater with The Night Kitchen, as well as Whiskey Blanket and Macklemore.
That's correct. Also, Bad Clients and Gadget will be there as well. So it should be an amazing show. Lots of different stuff for different kinds of people. Wonderful local hip hop. Support local hip hop. I know that this radio station does. And if anything, support all music. You know, it's such a peaceful struggle and such a peaceful thing. And we were just having a talk about it when someone else who's here tonight was talking to me about the environment and, you know, every kind of issue that we have right now, whether it's, you know, money or, you know, environmental issues or
the economy, everything.
Yeah. And I think for me, I mean, in this class that I'm taking right now and the things I've been thinking about lately, I just want, you know, if you are tuning in right now and listening, you know, tomorrow or sometime this week, with your friends, think about when the last time you talked about, you know, people who are not doing well in the world, and not just about how you don't have money or how, you know, it's affecting you. Talk, like, really think about when was the last time that you talked with your friends about people who are starving or people who are living on landfills in Nicaragua, or, you know, when was the last time, because we don't want to think about that stuff. Yeah. But, you know, maybe take a minute to think, not even talk about it, but think about it, and maybe talk about it with a friend. You know, no politics, but just about, you know, our world and what we can do about it. And one of the most beautiful things about music is that, you know, it is a progressive, limitless struggle. And it is one of the most peaceful ways to make a difference. And I truly believe that not only in yourself, but in the world.
Mm-hmm. Very well spoken. Indeed.
Thank you. That one was for Amber.
Yay. Our very own Ambra.
All right, well, thank you for having me, Helix.
Yes, of course.
And I will be talking again. Hopefully you guys will have me back.
Yeah, of course.
And I'm gonna say one last thing. Seek songs, let go of regret, follow your heart, and listen to your footsteps. This is the Green Light Radio, Jess.
Thank you for doing the drop too. That was fabulous. Great. Okay. Well, let's keep it rolling. We've got a whole bunch of music still coming up all night, like always. It's about 9 o'clock now, so you've got plenty of hours to keep being tuned in to 95.3 FM Pirate Radio here in Boulder.